Rusty Quill presents.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Confidence starts with loving who you are. And when your skin feels nourished and glows on the outside, you naturally radiate confidence from the inside. Give your skin a glow up with Osea's clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This ultra-hydrating body care features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. These seaweed-powered heroes use skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for your face for results you can see and confidence you can feel. Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused face and body care products for over 28 years. This luxurious skincare is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.
This is Not Quite Dead, episode 25, Mordacious.
Fine. Are you okay? Yeah, I don't remember going back to this hotel last night.
I'm not surprised. You drink a lot.
We can get drunk?
It takes a lot of alcohol, but yes, we can get drunk.
Can we get drunk from drinking blood from drunk people?
Possibly. But they would need to have been so drunk themselves that they would be dead, so...
Like drinking vodka with too much mixer?
Oui, I suppose.
I don't feel hungover.
But you do feel angry, non?
Yeah, a little. But I drank enough.
Oui, and then you drank too much.
This is so weird. I feel so weird.
How bad is it?
It's bearable.
I can give you...
No, don't.
Okay, if you need...
I don't. It's fine.
You're being strange.
Yeah. Maybe I am hungover. What about you?
What about me?
Did you drink?
Oui, but like most things, it takes a lot more to affect me after all this time.
I said something about that.
About all the vampires being there for not all?
No, about like all vampires needing less blood?
Oui. You always found that most intriguing. I'm sure if microscopes had been powerful enough back then, he would have examined my blood more closely. He suspected its healing properties were more painful than his own, but...
But?
He never tested that. He never tested this particular aspect.
You didn't let him?
I offered him to. I told him to. He refused.
Oh. Why?
Peur.
That means fear, right?
Oui.
What are you doing?
Laying down.
Oh. I'll move over.
Okay.
I want to talk.
You can hear me, mon frère. You could hear me if I were out in the car and you were exactly as you are now.
I know. I'll move over. So, what was Cass afraid of?
Many things.
Why wouldn't he take your blood?
Because it was one thing to identify that vampire blood had temporary healing properties. It would be another thing entirely to discover that the blood of ancient vampires had even more potent properties.
Why is that more significant?
I forget sometimes that you have been so isolated from other vampires.
Why is that relevant?
Because it means you do not know who I am.
Alarming thing to say.
Désolé. I do not mean anything particularly sinister about it. Just that by now, had you been made under different circumstances and been exposed to any other vampire more than 6 months past their making, you would not be asking this question.
Nash, what are you saying?
It is complicated. I do not want to speak about it.
Then why bring it up?
It was an accident.
Now you're being weird.
I just do not want to speak about it. I'm enjoying you not knowing. I'm aware that is unfair.
Nash, what don't I know?
Many things.
Yeah, I'm as thick as two short posts. Thanks. Not what I meant.
Do not push me.
Sorry. You were drawing a boundary. I didn't mean to push that. That's a dick move. Sorry.
It is okay to be curious. You asked me the other day if I thought I was the oldest vampire alive.
You said you might be.
I was lying.
You mean you're not a million billion years old? Your first bite wasn't on a T-Rex?
Oh, you're being a little creature, you know.
Like an animal? Oh, sorry, an animal.
I do not sound like this.
Wah, wah, Ulfie, Ulfie, you are a big sad vampire. Ooh la la.
Mon Dieu, do I a monster?
Do you know I bit Casper?
Quoi?
I bit him. When I was human, I bit him.
My. I do think as soon as you had real teeth, it took you months to remember how to use them.
I never broke the skin.
You see this?
Your arm?
See his marks on this skin?
A bite.
Oui. Casper. The only thing that will scar a vampire's skin. The bite of another vampire.
He bit me too. A lot.
I know. I have seen. He bit you dizzy, little one.
I'm taller than you.
Oui. And yet, I tower over you in spirit.
That is such a short guy thing to say.
I was very tall for much of history. Huge. Colossal.
Yeah, I get it. I saw Cass's sketch. You don't need to impress me.
C'est fait, Bazier. That is not what I meant.
You're like the opposite of compensating for something. Unless Casper was enhancing your appendages, if you catch my drift.
Oh, be quiet, you imbecile.
Okay. So, like, are you not super old then? Because your blood, I don't know how to explain what I mean, but it tastes like... this is going to sound really stupid, but it tastes like spring water. It tastes like, I don't know, ancient.
You have a keen tongue that I'm surprised to hear you acknowledge it.
So what was the lie?
I am the oldest.
Like, for real?
Yes. I have known this for some time.
How long?
About 1,000 years or so.
Oh, fuck.
Oui. Bretagne.
That sounds kind of... lonely.
Ha. You have no idea.
You were alone so long in the beginning.
Yes, but it is okay. Do not feel bad for me. I was also not alone for so long, too.
Oh, yeah?
Oui.
Anyone famous?
Yes.
Sure. Anyone I'd know?
Perhaps.
Who? Try me.
Let me think. There was a woman in Constantinople. Her name was Theodora. I used the blood to cure her of an illness, and she and I remained close for the rest of our life.
Sorry, when was this?
It was some time ago. They had been having pubs for a while, I think. Yes. It was around the time when they could not decide where to keep them. Oh, and the plague. Not the Black Death, but the first time it truly ravaged the continent. That's actually what led to some complications. Theodora convinced me to save her husband from the plague. This did lead to some more long-term issues. He was emperor at the time.
Wait, sorry. You saved the Emperor of Rome from the Black Plague as a favour to his wife, who you were sleeping with.
Oh, sorry. I was sleeping with them both.
What the fuck?
It was an interesting place at an interesting time. Theodora was an interesting woman.
Right. Jesus, okay. So when you say you saved him from the plague?
I made him a vampire. He was too far gone for the blood to have helped him, only hours if not minutes away from death's clutches. I told this to Theodora, said I could not fix him and leave him human. She did not care, so I drained him and fed him from my thumb. We sat with him together the next few days. It was unclear if he would wake. We talked at length about the benefits of her perhaps becoming a vampire too. She decided that the risk was too great then. She could not bear the thought of turning into a monster like those she had seen back in her days on the street. I wasn't sure of the benefit of my own long years of life from what I had told her of them. Quite rightly, she observed that a longer life opens one up to increased opportunities to suffer.
I'm sorry.
It also offers increased opportunities for joy, mon chéri. Do not forget that. Anyway, her husband survived. 6 years later, Theodora was taken with a strange sickness. When I saw her, I recognized the smell. It is a disease of the blood which had not been known for hundreds of years by any name, detectable only by the noses of vampires. It makes the blood taste different, smell different. I offered her the blood, and this time she accepted at her husband's encouragement. He did not want to lose her, and I did not want him to lose her either. We sat with her together, but Theodora never woke from the long sleep after tasting the blood. After her death, Justinian was never the same, which is what I had feared. I could not leave the city. I had made one of the most powerful men in the world a vampire, at the best of the only woman who could control him, a woman who was now dead. For his part, he played things safe, but he became increasingly obsessed with religion. In the end, he asked me to take his life.
Did you?
There are some requests you cannot refuse. This is one of those requests.
Why? Because you made him?
None, mon ami. Because we were friends and he was suffering, and that suffering was in part my fault. A vampire can take his own life, of course, but it can be swifter, more painless, with the help of a friend. Cool of me to deny him that, wouldn't you agree?
I don't think I could do it.
You are a kind and helpful soul, Alfie. If you were put in such a position, whatever decision you made would be kind and thoughtful, and the best you could offer. Don't think on it. For vampires, death is different. Provided we all have the resources we need, it will not come for us. Few vampires have that level of luxury, but the ones who can survive do not owe their existence to the ones who never had a chance to. It is okay to live forever. It is okay to not, even if you have a chance to. Some people simply reach the end of what the world can offer to them. If you know their needs are met, if they are not being forced, that they are not plagued by some temporary grievance, if they are sound of mind, then who are you to say they cannot choose an ending, should they desire it?
How old was Justinian when he died?
83.
About as old as humans live for.
Oui, though such a long life was unusual back then. Less so for a king or an emperor, but still worthy of note. Désolé. I think you are looking for a more fun and jaunty tale, no?
I don't mind. I like hearing about you. What?
I just worry.
About what?
You.
Yeah?
Of course I worry about you. I did not spend weeks and months nursing you to health to have you keel over on me, oui?
That's not what you meant, though.
Is it not? Care to enlighten me on the meaning of my own words, then?
You're worried because I care about you. Nash?
It is getting close to midday. See the sun around the edge of the curtains? We should sleep, so we can drive home when it gets dark again.
Okay.
I am sorry about me.
No, I get it.
Mm.
Oh, stop humming at me. You can go get in the other bed if you want.
No, I don't.
What does it feel like?
Qua?
The sun.
Oh, why don't you see?
Does it hurt?
Oui, of course it hurts, mon coeur. What sort of question is this?
Yeah, that was stupid of me.
No, come on, see.
Okay. It feels hot, like air fresh out of the oven. I feel it burning me, an itching, writhing sensation.
Do not touch yourself too much.
What about you? Is it like alcohol and hunger? Does the sun get easier with time?
A little. Yes.
The oldest vampire in the world. Barefoot.
Don't make it weird.
Sorry. God, I can't even imagine so much life.
No, you cannot.
Just what you were saying about Justinian, but you don't feel like that. You don't want an ending.
How could I?
What do you mean?
If I die, I know what happens next.
Yeah, but isn't it boring?
Everything is always changing. How could it be boring? The future is forever bringing unknown pleasures.
Pain, too.
Yes, pain is inevitable. But think on it. Surely if this is true, so is the inverse, and pleasure is always coming, too. You live as long as I have, you suffer more, it is true, but I have experienced more joy than any other thing that has ever lived. And isn't that remarkable?
Yeah. You are remarkable.
Alfie.
Just... let me compliment you about something, all right?
I worry I've let you get too close to me. I worry I've put you at unnecessary risk. Casper would not have wanted that for you.
I'm not his property.
No, of course not. That is not what I was suggesting. Don't put words in my mouth.
He lied to me. And he left. Why did you bring me all the way out here? To show me a fucking laboratory? What was that meant to tell me?
I hoped seeing it would tell you things I could not phrase aloud. I wanted you to see what we could not tell you, what Casper was protecting you from.
And what is that, exactly? Because I still don't see it.
The conclusion of his and his friend's research is that we are fucking dead, Alfie. Do you not understand? He thought that we are corpses, that we are animated mummies. We are exhibits. We are human remains puppeted around by something like an infection that makes us walk and talk and fools us into thinking we are alive, but we are not. That is what he thought. That is what he believed about himself, about me, about all of us. And now it would be what he thought about you.
Nej!
He sent me a fucking letter. He said he needed my help. He told me to come at once. It was important. He had met a boy who was resistant to some of the side effects of the blood.
Sorry, I was what? Because I felt...
You could throw off the glamour. You were not afraid of him. It took you almost half an hour to succumb to the bite of an half-maid. That would have killed most people in minutes.
What?
He had an interest in you. The same way you had an interest in the victims of the half-maids.
What? No, didn't... Everyone was interested in them.
You were interested in him, too. You are good at your job. You have an inquiring mind. This is what you do. You are interested in the mechanics. It is your first thought.
Yeah, but that's... We were fucking. We were in love.
Ne sois pas stupide. It is not you. You loved each other, yes. But you are fucking fascinated by him, weren't you? How did it work? The strange racing of his vampire art. You didn't love him in spite of it, like you thought. You loved him because of it. And he was fascinated by you right back. Little human who was not afraid of the big bad wolf. Who even wanted to fucking bend the big bad wolf over a table and fuck him raw. Who could not be fucking fascinated, no?
You're lying. You're a liar.
What part am I lying about, huh? Which part?
He loved me.
Yes, he did. Passionately. More than anything. Even... he would have died. You see? He would die to save you. And to him, that would mean keeping you human.
What are you saying, Nej?
I do not think. It is complicated. I stand by what I said. He would not torture anyone. He would not have stood for it. That was why everything stopped at the house. His friend, he wanted to take living humans, try to treat them. He believed the blood might be some miracle cure. Casper, he would not have this.
What are you talking about?
He told me... fuck. In his letter, he said I was the only one who could help. So I came. I came looking for him. And I did not find him. I found you. And I knew what he had hoped to happen by calling me. that I would come and I would give you my blood, and somehow magically it would save you in a way that his could not. But even though my blood is more potent than his, it would not have saved you. Neither of us could have saved you without turning you. He would have known this deep down, so there was something else.
At this point, you're just fucking talking. You're literally just saying words, and it doesn't mean anything.
It does. Just listen. Caspar knew. He and his friend's methods differed. They stopped speaking. Caspar would not speak about it, but I think he burnt on the old house, so he would not have to speak about it to anyone. I thought maybe he had even killed him in the fire.
Killed? Who?
His friend.
What has this got to do with anything, Nej? What the fuck are you talking about?
Caspar never told me what happened between them, but I added it all up. It was an unresolvable disagreement. But there was one thing in the old world that could have made him overlook that disagreement. Desperation that can only come from a place of love. Love for you. Desperation to save you.
Yeah. What are you saying?
Caspar was not captured. Not the way they tried to catch me. Not the way they have been taking the others. He went to them willingly.
But he called me. He called. He was so fucking scared. He told me to run.
I know. I listened to the tapes. He went there willingly and he was betrayed.
Why would he go willingly after everything we'd seen? After Moira, the other vampires that were disappearing?
How can you not understand? He was desperate. He would have done anything. When he wrote me that letter, he told me he was going to see an old friend. He was going to see if an old friend had come good on a sour promise. I had no idea what it meant at the time, but when I came to York, when I was searching for Caspar, I thought I recognized a familiar scent. I was not sure if it was him before I came here to check, but now I am certain.
About?
Caspar's friend. It is Dr. Bonham.
You knew. You knew him. You knew.
Not for sure. Not until I came here.
You're a liar. You're a liar.
Non, mon frère.
I don't know what that fucking means, but I am not your anything. I need to get out. I need to get out.
There is too much sun. You can't. I'll feed you.
Fuck. Fuck.
Please. Please.
He left me. He left me with enough. I thought that meant if he... But...
Alfie, what are you...
I want to feel the sun. It makes me feel I... No, I want to burn.
What is wrong with you?
Let me...
Finis.
Let me go.
No, you have lost your mind.
Fucking...
All this effort to keep you alive. Fuck you.
I never asked you to save me.
I said...
Snap my neck. It'd be easy, wouldn't it?
All right.
Just do it. Come on, Nej. Break me. Bite me. Fucking tear my throat out. You know you want to. Ah. Ah. Yes. Yes. Drink me. Drink me dry.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you. You're fucking crazy. T'as cassé. C'est que ton problème.
I don't speak fucking French. If you want to insult me, you're going to have to do it in English.
Why? So you can look at a friend and call him a liar?
You are not my friend. You just do this so you don't have to face the fact you're that much of a coward to actually deal with your own problems. You fucking...
Tais-toi.
Yell at me in French. You fucking...
You do have fangs after...
Shut up.
Or what?
I will make you...
Can you taste your blood on my tongue?
Written, edited, produced, and performed by Aira Major under a Creative Commons 4.0 attribution license. You can support the show by signing up on patreon.com/hangingslothstudios or leave a one-off tip at ko-fi.com/hangingsloths. Live, laugh, bite.
Summer's just around the corner, so give your body the care it deserves with Osea's best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil. Created by infusing Andaria seaweed in barrels of botanical oils, it leaves skin silky soft and glowing. Plus, it's clinically proven to improve elasticity and deeply moisturize without feeling greasy. It's safe, clean, vegan skincare. Get 10% off your first order at OseaMalibu.com with code GLOW, plus free shipping on orders over $60.